From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama has lowered the ceiling on executive pay for companies that get extraordinary help from the government. The president says he won't tolerate lavish compensation packages in the midst of an economic crisis. The new rules follow public outrage. Some banks and other firms that received government aid have continued to fly corporate jets, doled out big bonuses, and made expensive office renovations. NPR's John Idsty has more.
The rules go well beyond those set by the Bush administration for firms that received the first $350 billion in aid from the government's $700 billion TARP rescue program. Among the new restrictions announced by President Obama at the White House today is a limit on executive pay.
Top executives at firms receiving extraordinary help from U.S. taxpayers will have their compensation capped at $500,000, a fraction of the salaries that have been reported recently.
In addition to the $500,000 cap, executives could receive additional compensation in the form of stock options, said Mr. Obama. But they would not be allowed to take a payout on those stocks until taxpayers are paid back fully. In making the announcement, President Obama said executives at U.S. financial firms receiving help need to do their part to restore trust in the system.
We all need to take responsibility. And this includes executives at major financial firms who turned to the American people, hat in hand, when they were in trouble, even as they paid themselves customary lavish bonuses. As I said last week, this is the height of irresponsibility. It's shameful.
The toughest restrictions announced today are reserved for companies in trouble that receive exceptional assistance from the government, the kind received previously by AIG, Citigroup, and Bank of America. Healthy firms, like many of the 300-plus banks who've gotten capital injections from the TARP program, have fewer restrictions, partly because the government wants them to take government funds to stabilize the financial system and increase lending. Those healthy firms can get around the $500,000 compensation cap quite easily by disclosing compensation in excess of that amount and by explaining how it would not encourage excessive risk-taking by their executives. Still, Scott Talbot, chief lobbyist for the Financial Roundtable, expressed concerns about those restrictions. He said they might deter healthy firms from participating in the TARP program. Talbot also worried about a possible brain drain from the financial services industry.
Executives who have the education, experience, and know-how to operate and run a global financial services firm is very small. And so limiting their ability for the market to reward them, to compensate them for those unique set of skills could have a chilling effect at a time when the industry and the economy needs that expertise now.
The new rules increase the ability to take back bonuses from executives who use deception to get them. There are also additional restrictions on golden parachutes, the payout executives often get when they leave companies. And there are requirements aimed at limiting company expenditures on things like corporate jets and lavish events. Attorney Richard McHugh, who runs the compensation practice at the law firm Dow Lonis in Washington, says he thinks the administration achieved a good balance.
I think the policy is recognizing that there's a tension between the two issues, protecting the taxpayers and making sure these companies can attract and retain people to move their companies forward.
The new rules are not retroactive. They will apply only to companies who get aid in the future. Administration officials hope the new rules may play a role beyond the current crisis in providing a roadmap for new regulations and corporate governance rules. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.